And you're live. We're live here on Mayhem News Live Wrestling Broadcast. I got Miss Stacy Lee with me today. And we're going to have a better stuff with the all the computer equipment's going to look a little better today. So you notice there's a little change. Kind of moved some stuff around and found some cute little faster ways not to fool with all that graphic stuff I had on here last time. So, tonight's going to be a big show. Good stuff going on. Lots of stuff going on. And I'm going to bring up the notes here in a minute. So how's Miss Stacy been doing? I know you've been busy. How's your brother?
Oh, he's so far so good. He's recovering well. Thank God for that.
Yeah. My parents told me that they felt that they were going to get drowned, that they were getting rained on again, and I said, well, now you know what we went through 2 weeks ago. I swear to God, I'm glad we live up on a hill, because I'm telling you, I would not want to live. The first apartment we were going to pick, I'm glad we picked this one, because it was down there by the river. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the wrestling show, so I'm going to get to that and bring up the notes as we speak. And we're going to start off with some wrestling headlines, some stuff that's happened. Some of it has to do with the major wrestling groups, and then some of it doesn't. So we're just going to go over that stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It seems that Kurt Angle, and I don't know if Stacy heard this or not, but Kurt Angle is hinting at WWE is the cause of TNA not being able to schedule venues in the Pittsburgh, PA market. I don't know. He didn't actually come out and say, you know, WWE did this.
He's just saying, like, oh, WWE might be behind this.
Well, his exact words were another company. Well, I mean, what other company could he be talking about?
Well, that kind of makes it obvious.
Yeah. this is within their rights. They're not doing anything illegal. They have that right to protect that area if they wish. But if WWE is saying that they don't consider TNA a threat, why the interference? What do you think about that?
Not a threat. I think they're just saying that to say, oh, they're not a threat or whatever. I mean, how can they not be a threat? Every time they don't give, every time WWE doesn't give a superstar, you know, every time they treat them like crap, it's like TNA is like, come here, we'll take care of you. So why wouldn't WWE get kind of pissy?
Well, I think it's because, you know, they just went live. Now, this is the same position that WWE was in when they were up against Ted Turner's WCW. WCW was backed by a billionaire, a billion-dollar company. They had as much money as they could. They could go live all the time. And at that time, Vince McMahon could not do that. That's why the only time that Raw was live was after pay-per-view. So I think if they are a threat, I don't really think in programming, I kind of turned my head there, kind of had a Paul Heyman moment. Anyway, I don't really think that, I don't really think they had, I think they are worried. Now, as far as programming issues, I think both shows have problems. But anyway, he had just said that, and, you know, at a ABC radio, I think it was, had an interview with him, and he said that. Moving on. All right, everybody knows who Michael Bay is. He's a director. His credits include Bad Boys and Transformers. Okay? He also done was the director in the Pain and Gain, The Rock's new movie. He kind of blasted the popular, you know, blasted The Rock, you know, said, you know, he missed the Los Angeles debut, you know, premiere of this movie. Now, he had just had multiple hernia surgeries on his stomach, you know, which was successful, but he did not come because he was just had surgery. And, you know, The Rock failed to show after undergoing surgery on abdominal and hernia injuries sustained during the WrestleMania match with John Cena. Okay, Michael Bay was like, you know, it didn't sit well with him. He said, you know, The Rock needs to, you know, grow up, which is like a big, big thing. And you know, I'm pretty sure if Andy Kaufman was alive, he would probably go to Michael Bay and say, dude, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to piss off The Rock.
You're going to get rock bottomed. But he told him that he needed to quit wrestling 300-pound men, and my wife reminded me of the phrase that Triple H, the little saying statement that Triple H used, who the hell wrestles 300 pounds? Who's 300 pounds? There's very few wrestlers that are that big. Most of them, 285, you know, 250, you know, and you got the smaller guys.
Not even The Big Show.
Yeah, I mean, The Big Show is like 4 or something, but I mean, he's 7-foot-something tall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, geez, I mean, but as far as him getting on The Rock and telling him he needs to grow up, yeah, I have to give
good
it
good luck with trying to get Rock in another one of his movies, that's for sure.
Yeah, and well, he'll probably get him in there. I mean, you probably won't have a problem getting him in there. The Rock's, you know, I mean, the guy's going to make money, you know. He knows the wrestling's going to get, you know, but... See, Rock was actually scheduled to do some things, apparently, against Brock Lesnar, but could not. They were supposed to set up some things for WrestleMania next year in New Orleans, but apparently because of this injury, that has been either wiped aside or postponed. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to continue that, but, you know, and he literally... The Rock has literally said, you know, that him and John Cena's match may be his last hurrah. You know, maybe his curtain call. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think The Rock's going to quit that easy. He enjoys it too much. You can tell it. So, it says here, however, due to the injury setback, the 40-year-old has now hinted that Cena match, like I said, could have been his swan song. I was like, ouch. So, I don't know. You think he's going to quit?
If he does, I think it would have to be like another edge moment where like the doctors are like, look, you're this old, you need to quit, da-da-da-da-da. But his will's too strong. He'll come back from anything. I mean, I'm not saying that Edge's will wasn't strong. I'm just saying that I think The Rock got at least a few more years in him. If not, you know, maybe not big wrestling matches, but, you know, every so often comes talk smack and then, you know, like what he normally would do, talk smack, leave.
Well.
But a big wrestling match, maybe he has a few more left in him, but I don't know.
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, Edge had a major neck injury.
Well, yeah.
You know, so...
That was, like, life-threatening. Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm trying to say, like, it's nowhere near the same thing as The Rock's dilemma, but I think it would have to be kind of, like, the same thing, like, to where I think medical personnel would have to say, look, you can't do this no more, you need to quit. I think that would probably be the only way, but if they're still like, oh, yeah, you're still good to go, I don't think that's going to stop them.
Well, what I figured was is you know, he got a stomach injury. It's something obviously he can overcome. Now, if it had been a neck injury, yeah, he'd probably been gone.
Yeah.
But speaking of injuries, Cena has had an Achilles tendon injury. Apparently, obviously, it wasn't too bad to keep him from wrestling. It wasn't bad enough to keep him from wrestling. But it's kind of looming over not only the WWE, but Ryback, you know. Here's Ryback again with a person that's injured. You know, he's already had to go through that with Punk's knee injury. He's already, you know, had all this stuff going on. And, you know, maybe the guy's got some worries to you know, maybe he's got Ryback ought to be thinking, you know, not again. but that Achilles tendon, that's something I ain't nothing to mess with.
See, I haven't had any kind of injuries like that. So they all saying injuries like this, and I'm like, I mean, I could imagine though. I can imagine it hurts. I mean, anytime you hear the word injury, that sounds painful.
Now here's something that's going to blow everybody's mind. There's actually big talk about the possibility that the Shield is being set up to end the Undertaker's streak. There's big talk. There's a lot of rumors going around that that may be it. If they are, they're actually doing it right. That is the storyline that needs to build up all year. It doesn't
I wonder if they're going to do the Shield as, you know, a whole, or if they're going to do them one by one.
I don't know. I still say there's going to end up being 6-7. I don't think the Undertaker's down. I mean,
no, I doubt that. Powerbombed
before, so, you know, I think it says a lot. You know, and we're not talking about storylines. We're talking about wrestlers, the people, the three members of the Shield. It says a lot for the Undertaker to lie down for you and allow you to beat the hell out of him. Even though he won the match, they beat the hell out of him. It says a lot. Kind of a Cena moment with the Undertaker. Cena bumping into the Undertaker and as the American Badass, he telling him good job and walking away. You know, don't get me wrong. Everybody thinks I don't like the Shield. The Shield is okay. I think it's just we don't want, and we're going to talk about the type of storyline that they're using when we get to TNA. But, you know, you're talking about that kind of storyline can actually, you know, ruin a character, ruin a person. That's all they want to talk about. I mean, everybody's not Triple H and Shawn Michaels. They can't go on and leave DX and still be stars, you know, and you need to hurry up and end it. And, I mean, I think Roman Reigns is a beast. I mean, and is the guy with the weird-looking hair.
Skunk.
You know, you got Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Ambrose, and I know my friend Captain Ear would be going, you know,
oh, God.
She likes Ambrose. I'm sorry. She likes Kane, too, but I think she likes Kane better. It's just, except now you've got to sit back. You've had all these big stars who pretty much, you know, they took out. Who's actually going to stop them?
I mean, if they're going to take out the Undertaker, I mean, there's no way to stop them.
Now, I've been thinking about this. Who could join the Shield? I mean, who could? And I mentioned something last week. Think about Batista joining the Shield. Now they're already unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Or think about Batista going against the Shield. That would be, you know, you could actually, you know, fold that back and forth. And there's a lot of people. And then again, they may not bring in a big name. There's a lot of net NXT wrestlers that can be brought up. That would be, like we talked about last week, you know, that guy that did good in WrestleMania. I think that would be a good idea.
We'll have to just see within time. Because, I mean, there's no way. Because, like, with WWE, as soon as you think a storyline's going one way, there is an unexpected event, such as an injury or something, and it throws the whole rest of the storyline off.
Or they just stop dealing with it. And there was a question on the internet yesterday. Why doesn't WWE use all of its talent? You've got a lot of talent that's just sitting there. It's good to see that they're fixing it. I think they're going to change Zack Ryder.
They need to.
Yeah, I think he's going to drop the funny clanky stuff, and you've already changed his hair, and we're going to get to Raw later. I'm kind of excited about something that happened the first match in Raw, so we're going to get moving. Going to move on to Impact Wrestling. Now, here's a question. Is Bully Ray is Bully Ray being champ, you know, and the Aces and Eights hurting TNA. And the reason why I ask that, it's seems that they're rating lower than usual, which is the opposite that they wanted to happen when they started to go live and on the road. There are many people that believe Bully is champ, and the Aces and Eight, and the, I'm just going to start calling them the Eights, get all the TV time. And, you know, that may be a reason that their ratings will go. You have to remember that the Aces and Eights storyline started in mid-2012.
And it's still going on.
I believe the ratings drop off as the fans letting TNA know, hey, it's time to wrap up the storyline, you know, and let it go. It took almost four months to get this in. You know, everybody was interested because they wanted to know who the Aces and Eights were.
But then now they know them. Now they get too familiar with them. Now they're like, okay, enough's enough. I mean, could you imagine, like, turning into the any kind of TV show and it'd be the same thing over and over again? It would be just like, why even watch it this week if all they're going to be showing is the same thing that I saw last week?
Yeah, and, you know, as usual.
That might actually hurt them when they go on the road because, okay, why pay so much money to go to an event if I could just watch the same thing that I saw last week for free at home?
Yeah. Well, I look at it this way. And, you know, and as usual, the show was all Aces and Eights this week. You know, Cowboy James Storm came out and, you know, told everyone he is out for the Eights after last week. You know, you got AJ Styles sitting up, you know, in the crowd, and then you have Kazarian and Daniels. And I wish somebody would pull Daniels apart and say, hey, okay, here is what you need to do. You need to take the knee pads out from under your britches and quit wearing the bell-bottom pants. You look like an idiot. Anyway, moving on. You know, you got the bad influence. You know, they beat Cowboy down, and the Aces and Eights come out. You know, luckily Joseph Park comes out. And, as far as Joseph Park, I think that's what they're, excuse, pardon the pun, but Ace, I think that's the ace in the hole for TNA. I think Abyss is going to make an appearance. There was also other appearances on that TNA show, and we're going to get to that here in a minute. But, you know, comes out, you know, but he falls to the numbers game. You know, he took out a couple before he got the ring, but when he got the ring, everybody else was waiting on him. You know, Bully tells the crowd that, you know, he's going to end Hulkamania. God, I wish somebody would. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh. But, you know, and then here comes Matt Morgan, you know, the Blueprint, which to me is probably the baddest guy in TNA, you know, other than Sting with a bat, you know, and he comes out and, you know, we talked about it last week, who's going to be the other knights at the round table. We believe that, you know, AJ's going to eventually go for TNA. Well, here comes Matt Morgan out saying, let me be your knight in shining armor. And I was like, oh, they've been listening to the show. Hey!
It always seems like that.
Yeah. Here. Thank you. But, you know, Matt Morgan calls himself a knight in shining armor. You know, it's kind of funny since we talked about it last week. And next thing you know, here comes Matt Morgan. So now you've got AJ Styles, which is 9 times out of 10 is going to be part for TNA. Possibly, you know, Matt Morgan, who told him he wouldn't do it unless he gave him a number one contender spot. I don't think Bully Ray could take Matt Morgan. But, and, you know, you've got Jeff Hardy in the wings, and you got Brooke backstage going, you know, don't go out there because Hogan said he's going to go out and face Bully Ray, which I think is you know, stupid because it's been less than, less than a month. He had major hip surgery. And if you wonder what's happening in the back, we're not rearranging the house. Seth's, the toy that Seth wants is at the bottom of the toy box.
Oh, of course. It's always the best one.
But, he goes out, and there were some blows exchanged between Bully Ray. And, of course, the aces and eights come out, surround the ring. And lo and behold, to quote a song, fade to black, Sting arrives. What? And, Sting comes out, saves Hogan, but then there's this tension. And was it me? I posted a picture on the weekly show, the Wrestling Weekly. Sting's makeup was a little, to be frankly honest, it was a little meaner. He looked meaner. It reminded me of Spring Stampede when he came out of the rafters and came to, WCW's assistance. And I was like, wow, what is this? Why hasn't he been this way all this time? I'm going to try to find that picture. I know I saved it somewhere. But, I'm just sitting here thinking, is he going to be as mean? He just looks like, he looked at Hogan like, I'm going to stab you in the face. And I was like, wow, I can't find it. I must not have saved it. But if you want to know what I'm talking about, we have a weekly show I do on Friday. Sometimes there's somebody there, sometimes there's not. And I posted a picture during the broadcast, that what Sting looked like. And it's good to see him back. So now you've got Sting for there. Now, what do you think is going to happen between Hogan and Sting? It's still not set that he's going to help him.
I don't know. Maybe it can flip-flop either way. There's no telling where they can go with the storyline anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I look at it this way. Sting come out. He's for TNA, but he's not for Hogan, which is bad for Hogan.
Yeah, really bad. I wouldn't want to be on Sting's bad side in the first place anyway, so.
Yeah. They need to make him a little more darker because the way they punked him out on when he came back at one of the pay-per-views, he came back on one of the shows. They just had him walk down the ring, no special entrance, no surprise entrance. And I was like, you built up this return for 3 weeks, and you're just going to have it.
Nothing in return. He just gets to, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. And I don't know. Sting, just go to WWE. I wish you could go to WWF, but unfortunately, that's the World Wildlife Fund, and you can't go there.
Go save the pandas.
Yeah, well, you could, but I'm pretty sure they'd be like, well, you're a wrestler. What can you do?
Oh.
But we'll move on. SmackDown, it was a decent start off. Excellent, Del Rio and Swagger put on a pay-per-view quality match, ladder match. We have to give them the OMG. They did really good.
I miss SmackDown, so this is all you.
Yeah.
I miss SmackDown.
But I still don't understand why he didn't even get a slap on the hand, but one of the Funko Dactyls gets sent home.
Honestly, any time a match comes on with Jack Swagger, I just like...
And what is that thing he does before he gets in the ring?
I don't even know, but I kind of feel like Dave now, like how Dave used to always tease me every time a Divas match comes on, oh, bathroom break.
Yeah.
Or every time Jack Swagger comes out, oh, bathroom break.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just irks me to no end, to know that it's like, he basically was like, no, no, don't do that. You're gonna be in trouble. But then yet one of the divas gets a little too intoxicated. Go. It's like, get out. No. And he's just like, no. That's just, And WWE is actually lucky they're not getting fussed at for that. Because I was sure if that would have been me, well, I doubt it would have been me, but if I would have been her, I would have been like, oh, I did something legal. I just got a little drunk on something actually illegal. He actually got caught with something illegal, and he didn't get nothing. So.
Also, the Shield promises to end the Undertaker, which we've talked about a little bit. What I wanted to ask them when they thought that Undertaker is destroyed. Have you seen the last watch? Have you been watching the last 21 years, Shield? Undertaker's kind of hard to get rid of. I said the only thing that's gonna, the only one that's gonna end the Undertaker is the Undertaker. When the
True.
Undertaker looks at Vince McMahon and says, "Hey, I'm done. I can't go no more," then
I think that would be a sad day.
he will pick the person that ends it. He will be hand it will be handpicked by the Undertaker.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, because if.
Fandango's fan reaction is growing. I still need convincing. I feel that but yeah, I still need convincing. We'll get to Raw in a minute. I'm just gonna shake my head on what they did with Fandango and Kali. But anyway, we'll move on to that in a minute. Decent match between Big Show and Sheamus, but could the WWE do more? I mean, it was just, hey, look, it's Show and Sheamus. I mean, that's literally the way the crowd's saying it, too. They're like, I mean, they were happy to see Sheamus, and they were happy to boo Big Show. But once it got in the ring, I even heard a couple of, this is boring in the distance.
Oh, of
So,
course.
I don't know,
I'm starting to hear more and more of those chants every week, so.
Yeah. I mean, we had the two good shows that took place, and they had wonderful, excellent, awesome crowds. And then the last show was kind of,
You're muffled, I can't hear you.
yeah, what now?
You're getting muffled, I can't hear you.
About now?
Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was trying to remove the drumstick from my son's hand. Yeah, he was tapping on the back of the computer.
He's trying to fix it.
It was a pretty good match. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at my little boys. That was funny. Okay, Barrett versus Regal. Really, Regal deserves better. Unless they plan on using Regal to basically put Barrett's current character direction into bed, because I'm sorry, Barrett rips off William Regal to me. He kind of tries to act like him.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did see SmackDown last week. I'm just like, because I'm looking at the notes and I'm like, I'll remember that match. But yeah, I could see where, oh, yeah. Wade Barrett, he definitely, seeing him with Regal, now that you talk about it, seeing him versus him was more or less Regal versus Regal.
Yeah, and Regal deserves better. Regal's been
True.
wrestling a long time and been fist fighting longer than that. So, he just deserves better. Had a great match between Henry and Orton, and Mark Henry came out and interfered with Mark Henry's match, and I guess Sheamus was like, oh, no, you didn't. So, you know, he gave him a bro kick, and of course it was a DQ. And Randy Orton was like, yeah, RKO. So they're kind of, you know, those three people, you kind of don't know who they're going to feud with. They're gonna, is Sheamus going to feud with the Big Show, or is he going to feud with Mark Henry? Or is Randy going to feud with the Big Show, or is he going to, you know, that's just the way it looks. You know, it's kind of up in the air. Let's see, Ambrose versus The Undertaker. Now, I'm going to be honest. You got to give it to both of them. I mean, was it a good match? Of course, it was an Undertaker match.
Yeah.
I don't think The Undertaker can give a bad match. I really don't.
That's impossible. I don't think he could do that.
And, you know, Ambrose has got some decent moves and gave The Undertaker a good fight. You know, and but he kind of fell to that submission move. And of course, then you had the others moving in. And
oh, yeah.
I really don't understand why there wasn't a run in. You know, but
that's the way it was written, though.
Yeah, well, I guess they had to build it up that they had took out The Undertaker, so it's more exciting when he comes back.
True.
So, you know. yeah, we're going to move on to Raw. Big show this week. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of notes on Raw. we open with a triple threat match now. The match in itself was not that important to me. But the fact that, you know, Rodriguez was actually in wrestling attire, except the fact that he was in socks, you know, I just don't...
He looked comfortable, though. That was for sure.
I just don't know that, you know, he was in socks. And if you, for those that don't know, you know, I hate to tell you, but Rodriguez can wrestle. In my opinion, he may be up there with, you know, Del Rio. No, he wasn't an Olympic wrestler, but he can wrestle. I think we should have heard a Chimera chant off in the background, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of people that actually don't know who that is. And if you don't, you need to look up Chimera's Rage on...
But I'm sorry, but I love the use of the bucket, though, how he just does, like, he's gonna... I like how he just threw it at Big E, and it just bounced off of him, like, what? And his face is just like, whoop.
Yeah, he kind of had a Ric Flair Goldberg moment. You know, when Ric Flair come out and chopped Goldberg across the chest, and Goldberg's like, man, them mosquitoes in Atlanta are getting big. But and I think it would have been funny if when he threw the can against, you know, Big E, he could have looked at him and pointed, you're going to kill me, aren't you?
That was like whenever.
I told Kim beforehand that when Zeb Coulter was arguing with the referee after AJ interfered, I said, watch him. I said, Rodriguez is going to schoolboy Zeb Coulter. I said, he's going to reach up there and roll him up. Sure enough, she told me, she's like, you really need to quit. That was an exciting match to see him get to wrestle, you know, and actually do some
just for a little,
you know,
bit
high-flying moves.
I don't know why, but every time, and my brother actually pointed that out, every time Zeb Coulter loses or gets disappointed, just the facial expressions he makes with that mustache, it's like,
that's
funny.
I mean, it was good to see Rodriguez shine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, but, well, and something else that was kind of good, you know, I think the match of the night was Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton.
Oh, my God, yes.
Cody Rhodes shows why his dad is you know, American Dream Dusty Rhodes and his brother's Goldust. Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes showed why they are who they are. But unfortunately, Cody found out an alert viper is a dangerous viper. He tried to sneak up on him after he lost the match.
It's just the way he won. It's just how he went for the little, I forgot what the move was called. Yeah. But how he just went for it, just caught him in the RKO. I mean, I literally blinked. And I hear, oh my God, I'm like, what? And I look up and I'm like, where's the replay? Then when they showed the replay, I was like, oh.
Yeah. I was just like, I think Twitter had it right when they said that was a match of the night.
Oh yeah, it was.
That was an awesome match between the two of them, and I think they ought to both be appreciated. Bella's take on the Funkadactyls, and a little Twin Magic gets them in trouble.
Of course.
Twin Magic is overrating, and in my opinion, so are the Bellas.
Well, first of all, if the Bellas want a match, at least make sure that you can get at least a full frontal piece, like to hide the tattoos. But then again, if you look closely, there's two obvious reasons of why you can tell one away from the other, but I'm not going to go into that. But
yeah, well, I mean, you know, every guy that's been watching the Bellas that actually thinks
they're... Of course they can tell which one's which.
You know, they're wondering what that tattoo is, and, you know, never mind. Well, moving on.
Move on.
But in my opinion, the Bellas are overrated. The only reason they had so much TV time before they left is they went into Vince McMahon's office. And from what I understand, this is something that actually happened. And told Vince, if they didn't get any more TV time, they were walking. And why he didn't say, well, have a nice day.
Because it's not that much divas.
Yeah. I mean, you had Beth Phoenix. You had all these other wrestlers, you know, all these other divas. I don't know why.
I didn't even remember when was the last time she wrestled, though.
Yeah. Like I said, though. That's just my opinion. You know, I think we didn't have an earthquake. I just bumped the computer. And then they're actually pushing them as the star of this new Divas. You know, I mean, we've had two shows in a row that had a Divas match. You know, I'm not like what they say on Twitter. OMG. It's about time, but is it too late? You know, now they've got this, they're going to push them even more. They've got this Diva show on E! Network, but they're actually pushing the Bellas as stars. I'm sorry, Bellas, but I just want to let you know that if I watch that show, it'll be because of Natalya and the Funkadactyls. It won't be because of you. So, but that, like I said,
I mean, even, I hate to backtrack, but even AJ with the Battle Royal for the Divas, yeah. I mean, that just...
I knew when she got kicked in the face by Tamina, I said,
I knew that
she's going to be on the ground until the last minute and jump up.
I know the men in the audience liked whenever she wrapped her arms around Tamina. I know everyone liked that, obviously.
Yeah.
You got the crowd, but anyway.
What was really funny is when on Raw, when Ziggler won his match, and we'll talk about that later on, but at the end of the match, he was not holding on to AJ. He was actually hugging on to Big E, which was kind of odd. Big E was like, dude, you know, we're on live television, man. You know, back off. You're in my personal space. And I think there's going to be some tension between them. I think eventually Big E will get a title. If he gets the U.S. title or the Intercontinental title, he's pretty much a, you know, stepping stone to, you know, the WWE title, so, or the world title. So, you know, I don't know. I think, and if AJ especially, here comes our other co-host. He is so happy the air conditioner is on. It's so bad. Our air conditioner failed, people, so old news. If you missed it earlier, just want to let you know. But, you know, I just think it's kind of funny that I think eventually they're going to split those up. with jealousy, I think. Or at least split Big E off. And I hope they get him a new outfit quickly. You know, I mean, his pectoral muscles are almost as big as his head, if not bigger. It's time to get something else, okay?
I mean, he's going to make the poor divas feel bad. I mean, he has more cleavage than they do.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, they're still hitting around these other members. We kind of talked about this earlier. You know, who's going to jump? Who's going to be with the Shield? But, you know, and apparently it's not going to be 3MB. Go ahead.
There's no way. I mean, that was made pretty clear last night that 3MB is nowhere friends with the Shield. They're not even neighbors with the Shield.
Yeah, and then you got Team Hell No comes out, and apparently Kane was not happy at what they did to The Undertaker, and
of course
sent
not.
Him a packing, and actually used 3MB to send the Shield a message.
Well, 3MB shouldn't have been out there in the first place anyway, so that was their fault.
I just love to hear Dave talk about, oh, God, it's them again. But, you know, okay, now you got Ziggler versus Kofi. Good match, but it was not like we haven't seen it before.
True.
Really. But, you know, it was
AJ
a good match.
AJ interferes.
Yeah.
He hits the opponent.
Yeah.
Ziggler loses.
And then Caitlyn has a secret admirer.
And, they must not be happy.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, who is this secret admirer? And is it Cody Rhodes? Yeah. She knows she got the hat. But the person actually said they loved her, and I'm like, But
I wonder who that could be. Watch it go be Hornswoggle or something.
It might be Hornswoggle. Hey, baby. Come to Butthead. Come to Butthead. Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Hornswoggle. Don't get me wrong. He is funny as hell. And the fact that they, you know, they're letting him talk. Whoa, done lost my stuff. Hit the wrong button, man. I'm so sorry. I will fix that on the two sweet. But yeah, it just, when they said she had a secret admirer, I was like, wow, they hadn't done that storyline in a while. I was like, you know, in. When you said Hornswoggle, I kind of jumped in and I said, why didn't I think of that before? It could be him.
There's or, no telling.
I like the fact that they actually looked, the king actually looked at Cole and said, hey, it isn't you, is it?
But
and
did
Cole
you,
actually.
Did you see JBL's face? He was just like.
I didn't see nothing. I didn't say a thing, man. No.
He's like, the hell's going on here?
And I think, sometimes I think the JBL has a mask that he puts on because he has that same goofy smile when he's not talking but he's looking at the camera. He has that same goofy smile on his face. And I just don't know. Yeah, but I saw that face. He was like, huh? Huh?
What's going on here?
Oh, Lord, that's funny. What? Oh. Okay, now I'm going to put my stuff back up. Yeah? I actually switched to that. Oops, hello. Hey, we're in reverso land. Okay, there we go. But, yeah, I just like the fact that King kind of looked at Cole and was like, it ain't you, it isn't you, is it? He was like, there was a pause. There was almost a hesitation. No, it ain't me. No. Let's see here. Ryback says he will not team with Team Hell No or John Cena because John Cena's hurt.
Ryback rules.
You know, so, yeah, Ryback rules. So he left, and we're like, what the hell? And like I said, Ryder's, you know, showing some changes. He faced We the People's Own Swagger. And I'm going to start calling him that, except to his face. Ryder showed some promise. He hit a couple of moves on Swagger, kind of got, you know, but, and, you know, fell to the Patriot lock. And I kind of wonder if Kurt Angle wants to say, hey, that's my, no, okay, that's not my move. Okay, here's the funny part. Mark Henry was actually in a tug of war with Sweet Tea and then with Brutus Clay. And then Sheamus says, hey, one more, Mark. and then he says, after he lets go of the rope, oh, here's a bro kick, fella. He didn't actually say that, but, you know, that's me ad-libbing. And I knew, I told Kim, I said, when he started, Mark Henry got his legs out in front of him. I said, Sheamus is going to let go of the rope. Sure enough, there it is. Yes, I'm psyched. But, I'm just saying it here.
I just started betting on what's going to happen in the wrestling.
I just thought it was funny that they actually had a tug of war. And what was funny, if you really wanted to show him, you know, how strong he was, he could have faced both of them at the same time.
True.
Instead of one at a time, that was kind of a cop-out. But, you know, I like Mark Henry. I like his character. And that would be to his face as well. Oh, because Mark Henry's a big guy, and he might hurt me. Cesaro versus Del Rio was action-packed. Both were on their game. I think maybe it was wise for them to let him drop that title now that he can actually – I could actually see him getting a bigger title and moving up. Still don't get the things on his legs. I've watched rugby matches. And I've never seen anybody with paper towels wrapped around their legs. But, you know, that's me. And then we had – an awkward moment. We had a Fandango Kali dance off. And yeah.
I'm humming it in my head.
But you know, yeah. At least you got to see you got to see Natalia out there.
True.
But the fact that they said that Kali won was really funny. And you could tell it just rubbed Fandango the wrong way. But he kind of reminds me, I don't know if you watched Chopped, but there was a figure skater on there the other night, the Stars version for their, when they're giving away for charity. And every time he done something, he would actually finish it like he was doing a figure skating move. And he kind of reminds me of Fandango. He really does. It was like, you know, everything he does, he's... And then he cried like a baby. Now, so far, Fandango ain't cried, so I've been lucky, yeah. Been lucky so far.
I don't know, I think he was about to drop some tears when he got his girl taken from him by Jericho,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, I was actually surprised Jericho wasn't on Raw, but, you know, I guess they want to spread him out a little bit. Oh, yeah. Kim just reminded me he's on tour. So,
true.
Yeah. We all know that this match was a time killer. They had some time to kill. So, you know, they had to do something. This contest was a, you know, I think they could have done something funny. But I guess they didn't want Kali to break Fandango, so they decided to make it up.
True.
You know.
They just want to pump up the fans a little bit.
Yeah, and then Fandango beats up Kali.
Oh, of course, pissed off because he lost.
Yeah, and which we all know in real life wouldn't happen unless you had a gun.
No, that wouldn't happen.
Then we have the final match of Raw, which was Cena teaming up with Team Hell No. That's Cena with an injury to his Achilles tendon. You know. It was actually a good match. Cena did not wrestle that much, and you could also tell, like I said, that Kane was not pleased that they powerbombed the Undertaker.
Oh, of course.
He did not really want to get back in the ring, get out of the ring, and let somebody else take over. As much as I used to dislike Daniel Bryan, I don't think he needs to shave the beard. I've come to the point where it's who he is. He would look weird if he would walk out without the beard.
It would be like, who's that? It's so funny how I just started with No Shave November, and it turned to a year-round thing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on. It was good. And as it went off, Ryback standing at the top of the ramp, looking down at Cena in the ring, obviously not hurting pretty bad, probably thinking, oh, shit, I'm going to have a crappy pay-per-view match again. But we're going to move on to some indie news. Chance Prophet, who has been on our show before, and soon I'm hoping to get him back on in video. He was not in character that night, and I think that maybe soon, we're going to try to get him on so he can be in character. He's funny either way, so it doesn't matter. It's going to be a good show either way. He will be in Greensboro, North Carolina at NCSW on June 22nd, where he didn't really say who he was facing. So, let's see here. And then on May 4th, he will be in Corporate Kentucky, where he debuts with Pro Wrestling Freedom. That's PWF. I know he's facing Kyle Matthews there. I watched his promos, and I don't know, but if I was you, Kyle Matthews, I would run, because
run fast.
If I was a wrestler, I've seen Chance Prophet wrestle on YouTube. He posts matches all the time. I found that picture, by the way. I'm going to put this up. I'm not sure if Stacy's going to be able to see it, but I'll send it to her later. This is what Sting looked like when he returned the other night. For our viewers, you can look at his paint, and you notice there's nothing on there that says TNA. So this is just a fan picture. It just says Sting returns. And with him pointing the bat at Blu-ray, it kind of makes you wonder and feel. You can see the paint. He looks meaner. No smile on his face. The Joker is gone, and the Crow has returned. So I'm going to take that off now. And there goes my shit. I can turn that back on now.
There we go.
But, it's really going to look in, because I've really gotten bored with the Aces and Eights without Sting there. So it's going to be, I'm going to get me a pair of headphones, I swear to God, because I'm tired of that thing falling out of my ear. But like I said, this show will be posted on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I close everything down, it will start to upload. I have not been editing them, because I don't want people to look at one video and it being different, but I may start changing it. I would like to put an intro on the video, but I haven't really been doing it because, we want to try to wait. I'm going to wait to do all that when Dave and we get everybody else in here.
Wait until the gang's back together, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Dave will be here. Just an update. Dave will be here June 9th. He'll be in the States at my house by the 7 o'clock. On the 9th, that evening, and he will actually be here a couple of days after he's here. He will get him a new computer, and we will actually do that week's show from my living room. So Dave will actually be in the States. He said it's going to be weird because he's actually going to get to watch Raw when it comes on. And not 1 o'clock in the morning. Because you got to remember, Raw comes on at 7 o'clock, or it's 6 hours ahead. So when he watches Raw, he's getting off at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean, he said, I'm actually going to get to watch Raw and not have to go straight to bed. You know, it's going to be cool. I can't wait till he gets here. If you don't know, Dave is like the brother I should have had because the brother I have is crappy. And he can kiss my ass if he's listening. But Dave is like my brother from another mother. We can't wait till another year. He's going to move over to the States. And it's going to be really cool to have him as a neighbor. So it's going to be cool. We've got a lot going on. As far as, you know, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Mayhem News Live. The actual news website is at Mayhem News. You can follow me. My name is on the screen, but it's at TMIB, LIVES. And then we've got Miss Stacy Lynn, 89. Mine is the only one that's all in caps. We have other hosts that are not here, Shane, or Big Thor Dog on Twitter. Is not here. He has to make some arrangements for he can join us. We'll be doing the NASCAR YouTube show. It will be recorded, but he will be posting that on our YouTube channel if you're interested. And I have converted all the shows after they do. It takes me a couple of days. I convert them to audio and I post them on a podcast website. That's Mayhem News Live, all small caps all together, .podomatic.com. You can download them there if you don't have a phone that you can view YouTube, or you're on the run. Some of us don't have time to sit at the computer and watch an hour show, so I converted it to audio where you can actually download it and listen. We will start the gaming show hopefully soon. I've got to get with Chubb. Right now it's baseball season, and he is really, 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 really busy. So if it isn't baseball practice, it's batting practice, it's running practice. He said, oh my God, my muscles hurt practice. So so right now he is really, really busy, and I know Miss Stacy's got a lot going on. We have to remind her that she has friends, that if she needs to talk, she can call us. And if she doesn't, then we're going to send a care package, and it's going to be a paddle, and she's going to have to use it on herself. She doesn't call us and let us know if she needs anything. Let me tell you how sneaky Miss Stacy and her mother is. We got a package in the mail. The first one, she told me she was sending. The second one, she didn't tell me she was sending some community coffee, the New Orleans roast up here, which I really appreciate. I can't wait to payday because I'm out of sugar, so I can't make coffee right now, but I couldn't have drank none the last couple of days anyway because it was too damn hot. But anyway, if you want to interested, make sure when you go to YouTube and watch our show, make sure that you follow and subscribe to the show. Tweet your friends, put it on Facebook. We're trying. We've gotten really good reviews, really good. Some were far no comments, but we've got a lot of views of the show, and that's really helpful. I've actually went on to Blog Talk today. Yesterday, and told everybody that, you know, we were moving. We were not going to be on Blog Talk anymore. So I just want to let everybody know. And for everybody that's helped me with this and helped it go as far as it has, and Seth Bunny says hello. Where's that? He's so proud the air conditioner's back on. But this is what we do. He throws the bunny at me, and I throw it back at him. But I really appreciate it. You have been listening to Mayhem News Live with Stacy Lynn. And my name is Russell, Team Iblios, and Stacy Lynn 89. We're here every Tuesday. I'm not sure if we'll do a show Friday. Those are kind of, if I see some headlines. So, but I will be posting the tryout a couple of days in advance. So, just keep a lookout on our webpage. That's mayhemnewslive.wordpress.com. And I post them there along with the mayhemnews.com site as well. So keep us posted. Appreciate you listening, and you've been on.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, we really enjoy it. You know, I kind of got it down to a science now.